Here with me in this interview is Wayne Chetty, who is, I'm just going to say, with Cargill, and let you tell us again what it is you do in your position with Cargill.
I'm the president of Cargill's North American Grain and Oilseed Processing Business Unit.
Well, we're out here on a warm day in Kansas City at your soybean processing plant. Tell us a little bit about what announcement got made here today.
Well, we're very excited about the announcement that we made today, and that we are have a letter of intent and an announcement that we're going to form a joint venture with Missouri Farmer Association and an organization called Paseo Biofuels LLC to build a biodiesel plant here on the Kansas City site.
You said a letter of intent, but describe where we're at in the process and what kind of the timeline going forward would look like.
Well, there's still some details pending and a few hurdles, but they're not insurmountable and they're not huge. We went ahead and made the formal announcement today because our partners need to actually go do some fundraising on their side. Typically, as Cargill, we would wait to do a groundbreaking ceremony where all the I's had been dotted and T's crossed. So this is a bit out of the norm, but we're doing that to help facilitate their fundraising efforts. And we expect this to get done within the next 60 days, and we'd love to, you know, we think we will break ground by late fall.
Can you tell us what you think the facility itself will be like in terms of production and use of the feedstock product to supply it?
Well, we currently here run about 95,000 bushels a day. We have announced our plans earlier this summer that we're going to increase that capacity by 65,000 bushels a day. And basically, this biodiesel plant will take off all of that incremental oil we produce. So today it would represent about half of the oil we produce, maybe 60%, and going forward it'll be closer to 30 to 35% oil we're going to produce.
What can this mean to the community here and also to farmers here in the state of Missouri and I suppose on the Kansas side as well?
Well, indirectly, we're one of the reasons why we chose to increase the crush by some 20 million bushels a year is because we do believe that soybeans in Missouri are going to continue to prosper and flourish, and we're kind of planting our stake here as Kansas City as a flagship facility for Cargill. And so there's 20 million bushels of new demand for soybeans, and now obviously for those farmers that choose to participate in the equity drive, they will be shareholders in the biodiesel business. And then it's an evolving business. Right now it's booming. The economics today are very good. There are a lot of plants that are under construction, others being proposed. So 2 to 3 years from now, it's hard to say. It depends on the energy markets and just how much capacity gets built. But it's no matter how you slice it, it is good for the soybean farmer because it increases demand for the soybeans.
We also cover that other big fuel that's being produced here in the country, ethanol. A question that's comes up from our visitors and readers and listeners has to do with what we call the food versus fuel debate in terms of a company like Cargill using these feedstocks for making fuel. What would you say in terms of somebody that might have some concerns about that, whether it's biodiesel or ethanol for that matter?
Yeah. The raw materials today are used primarily for food. The demand for food in the world continues to grow, and we need to be able to satisfy that demand. The biofuels revolution is going on, and today, you know, the feedstocks exist to satisfy both. You know, we're hopeful that the supply side can respond to the demand. You know, I would like to say that while, you know, Cargill has been recognized for kind of promoting the debate or raising the issue, it is a very legitimate issue and one that needs to be talked about. But Cargill continues to invest very heavily in biofuels, so it's not an issue of Cargill being anti-biofuels. It's more making sure that whether it's food or fuel, that agriculture views this whole new phenomenon with a reasonable perspective.
Is there anything else about what Cargill's doing, especially in the renewable fuels area, that you might want people to know?
Well, other than just the comment that I made that we are, you know, while we raise the issue of the food versus fuel debate, we are heavily invested in biofuels, both in terms of ethanol, biodiesel, and so, you know, we're just trying to help figure out what the lay of the land is going to be like, and you know, we are certainly very interested in making sure that we we feed the world's people while trying to deal with our energy problems as well.
Well, thank you very much. That's Wayne Teddy, president of Cargill's North American Grain and Oilseeds Division. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.